Hi, welcome to Stories of Faith and Hope from Colby Community Church. My name is Jake and I'm the pastor at Colby. This is a place where we want to share stories of people encountering the love and power of Jesus in their lives. We believe sharing stories is a great way to encourage one another as we grow in our faith in Jesus. We truly pray and hope you will be encouraged, or you might learn more about Jesus if you're curious as you listen to these stories. Thanks for tuning in.
Let me ask you a question. Do you ever wonder how some people seem to be so sure to have such faith that God exists and that Jesus is the Son of God? Or that the Bible really is the inspired Word of God? I mean, we have all heard of those incredible stories of missionaries who have willingly risked their lives to share the news about what Jesus Christ did for them. Wow, now that's faith. The Bible tells us that faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. How can I be sure that God exists and that He is who the Bible says He is? I mean, we can't tangibly see God. So what is that faith based on? My testimony is about the journey that I took with God, seeking answers to those questions. But it actually all started with having faith as a child. That faith was based on what I was taught and believed from the Bible as a child at Sunday school. I was so fortunate to have learned about the God who created and loved us, and about how, because of sin, the things we do wrong, we were separated forever from God, who is holy, and the penalty for that sin was death. I learned that God still loved us so much that He sent His Son Jesus, who is both God and a man, and who never sinned, to die on a cross to pay that penalty for our sin, and was raised from the dead, proving He was God's Son. I also learned and believed that God said, if I was sorry for what I did wrong, and I believe that Jesus was the Son of God and died for my sin, I could pray and ask Jesus to be my Savior, and God would forgive me, and I would go to heaven when I died to be with God. That was wonderful news, because even at a young age, I recognized that I did things that were wrong, like my attempt at the great cookie heist that failed miserably. And though I certainly didn't understand the seriousness of sin until I was much older, I was sorry and I was thankful Jesus died for me and I did want to be with God in heaven. So as a child, I did, in faith, pray and ask Jesus to be my Savior. That faith as a child was really a precious gift. But as I entered into my teens and my 20s, I did start to question that faith. Like many young people, my time spent in church and reading the Bible or even praying became very sporadic from my early teens on, and I put God very much in the background of my life. I think one reason was because I pictured God as very distant. He was certainly all-knowing and loving, but I pictured Him way up there somewhere in heaven, and I was way down here on earth, living my life and just trying to live as a good person. I knew I could pray to God at any time and He would hear me, but, and it was a big but, I don't think I ever really expected an answer back. It was very much a one-way line of communication from me to Him. And overall, I thought that was all there was to living as a Christian while we were here on earth. But as God would show me, there is so much more, and He wasn't content to leave me where I was. For the next stop in my journey, we will just jump to when I was around 28 years old. I moved back to the city I grew up in to do another year of school, and I ended up renting a room at a home where my mom used to go to a Bible study. It turned out to be very significant that I stayed with that particular family because God opened my eyes to the fact that there was indeed more to being a Christian than what I had described earlier, and He wanted me to witness it. What I witnessed was a family who viewed and treated God as a part of their everyday life, and God appeared to be as real to them as any of their family members. I could tell this by the way they spoke with love and reverence about God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. and the priority they set to spend time with him daily, willingly and cheerfully, and how they tried to live by what God was teaching them. Through this, I could just see they experienced God in some very real way that I hadn't experienced, and there was a confidence, a surety in their faith. This was really surprising to me, and what God revealed to me through this family was that he was not some distant God up in the heavens, but a God that people could experience right now. When I left, I knew I wanted what they had. I wanted to know and experience God in a very real way, but I still hadn't figured out exactly what they experienced or how they got to that place of being so sure in their faith. As my journey continued over the next several years, I got caught up again in my busy life as before. But what was different was that God had opened my eyes to catch a glimpse of his reality, and I never forgot about it. Then some of those wonderful big moments in life happened, and I met my future husband, Frank, and then my very dear stepdaughters, Cassandra and Lee. We got married, and we had our son, Dustin, and life was really good. But sadly, that all changed for a season. Shortly after our son was born, my husband experienced some serious health issues, and he went from being a happy, active man, husband and father, fun and full of life, to one who was physically suffering and dealing with the end of his career in the military and to the end of being able to work or do anything active at all. When this happened, it was devastating to both of us, though I think my husband handled it better than I did. I felt very alone, especially as where we were posted, we had no family nearby. I wanted to be strong for my husband, so I didn't share all that I was going through. But in the quiet moments, I was definitely crying out to God and did a lot of praying over those first couple of years. During this time, God didn't heal my husband, but he did remind me of his promises in the Bible that he would be there to help me when I needed it. And God did help me in at least three ways that stood out. The first one was that God had already been laying the foundation of his reality so that when life happened, bad things happened, I knew where I could turn to. The second one was that God blessed us with our beautiful little boy just as this was happening, and our son brought both of us a reason for joy and something good to focus on at a time in our lives when we really needed that. And the third one was that through prayer, I experienced real hope that God would somehow, despite the circumstances, help me get back some of that happiness my husband and I had shared previously in our marriage. And that comforted me and kept me going those first couple of years. After those first 2 years, things had started to stabilize with my husband's health, and God did answer my prayer. My husband and I were adjusting and finding joy again in our marriage, and I was so thankful. However, by this time, we knew my husband would never recover. And as that sank in, I realized again just how badly I needed more assurance that God was really there. I wanted his help to not only accept what this meant for the rest of our lives, but to be okay with it and not be so affected by the day-to-day ups and downs, especially the frustrations and disappointments that life was going to bring. At this place in my journey, I was starting to recognize God working in my life, and my faith was starting to grow. But I still couldn't say that I had come to the point where I was, as the scripture said, sure of what I hope for and certain of what I cannot see. But God was patient with me. He knew I was seeking him. Next step on my journey was a move to Cole Harbor, and we started attending this church. And a few significant things happened within the first year. Firstly, the pastor at the time asked me if I would be interested in helping out in the nursery, and my son was in the nursery at the time. I had never served in any of the churches I went to previously, and I discovered that serving God gave me a reason to start spending more time in prayer and seeking to know him. It also made me realize that God actually may be able to use me to help and he may actually have a plan for my life. Secondly, when I started serving, it opened up opportunities to get to know some of the people in the church. And through that, I was able to witness the reality and relevance of God in their lives. I also was able to experience them living out their love for God as they genuinely cared and prayed for me and showed God's love and acceptance to me. Thirdly, a couple here at the church passed along a book that showed how God's plan was for people to experience God and to do that through an actual, real relationship with God. God had opened a way through the death and resurrection of Jesus to repair that broken relationship between God and us, and it starts now, not just when we get to heaven, if we choose to accept what Jesus did for us. Wow, a huge piece of the puzzle just fell in place for me with that last one. I finally understood what it was that the Christian family I stayed with were experiencing. They were experiencing God through a real two-way relationship with Him, and that was why He appeared to be as real to them as any of their family members were, because He really was. The next part of my journey was to figure out how do I experience that real relationship with God. What was my part? I see now that God had obviously been lovingly and patiently doing His part, and this is where my journey with God really changed and got exciting. I decided I would set aside any lingering doubts for now, and I would do whatever was necessary to really seek God. I knew the Bible said, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." If that was possible for anyone who really sought God with all their heart, and indeed it looked like it was possible, then I wanted that. So for me, as a very task-oriented type of person, my plan to seek God with all my heart looked like this. I got down on my knees beside the bed and opened the Bible and prayed something like this. God, you know how badly I need personal confirmation that you are truly there. I am going to set aside a few minutes in the morning to meet with you and read your Bible, believing as best as I can that you are listening and that the Bible is really your word and everything in it is true. I will, in obedience to you and trusting that you know best, change something you show me in the Bible that I'm doing wrong. I trust that through this willingness to step out in faith and act on what you tell me to do through the Bible, you will help me find you so that I will know you are real, you are there, and I will be sure of my faith in you. I carried through on my commitment to meet with God and to obey some of the things He was showing me that needed changing through those early weeks and months. And incredibly, God honored my step of faith, and He started answering my prayer, the longing of my heart to know He is there and to gain that confidence in my faith. And the more I started to trust Him and surrender my will to His leading in those first years, the more He revealed Himself to me in different ways. And I'd like to share just a few of those ways with you. It really started with those first few months of spending time in prayer and reading the Bible. In the past, I hadn't felt drawn to read the Bible, and I think it may have been because I approached reading the Bible like reading an historical document to gain information about God, how to live, about Jesus, and how to go to heaven. When I approached reading the Bible this time, it was different. I started reading the Bible anticipating and believing that God would speak to me in a personally relevant way. What I experienced over and over again was exactly that. I experienced God opening up my understanding of how He viewed my thoughts and actions, both good and bad, and why. And the Bible tells us this will happen. It says, "For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." Through reading the Bible, God was directing me, convicting me, and encouraging me in a very personal, very relevant, and specific way. And through that, I slowly started to experience God changing me. In addition to hearing God speak to me through the Bible, He has also spoken to me through other people very clearly. I remember one time when I was going through a period of struggling with some anger and frustration at life because of how our lives had been changed, and I went to a ladies' retreat really needing and praying to hear from God to help me through this. At one point during the weekend, the speaker was sharing her message on something unrelated to my issue. She actually stopped mid-presentation, hesitated for a second, and then said that the Lord asked her to share how she had been struggling with caring for her sick husband, and she spoke about how the Lord helped her. And then she went back and carried on with her original message. Wow. I was blown away by experiencing God actually answering my prayer so clearly and personally. From there, God put the desire in my heart to know and understand more about Him, and I started attending many different Bible studies over the next several years. As I studied, the Holy Spirit helped me understand more and more what God wants us to know, and I just became more in awe of who God is and the incredibleness of His message. It is hard to describe the oh my goodness wow moments that I experienced when studying the Bible. There are 66 different books written by about 40 different people over approximately 1,500 years, and they all fit together, and they are linked in recording this testimony of God's love for us, our continual falling away, and His plan to save all those who trust in Him, who have faith in Him, through Jesus and His sacrifice on the cross for us. Once you start to really understand this and you start to experience how the truth of God's message changes you, like I started to share earlier, you realize this can only happen if the writers were inspired by God, and you realize it truly is the living Word of God. During these months and early years, God also began to make me more aware of His presence and His working in my life and the lives around me. I had witnessed answers to prayer and experienced His supernatural peace in difficult moments. I had seen God aligning circumstances in unexpected ways to bring about His plans for my life, or to provide opportunities for me to intervene and help somebody, or to be on the receiving end of that help when needed. I have had the privilege of hearing people's stories about how their lives were also changed by God, sometimes by God's supernatural visions and miracles. And then there were a couple of precious moments in time when God revealed Himself to me in truly miraculous ways. One was when I had a really important decision to make that I had been agonizing over, and I needed God to tell me what would be best for my life and my family's. I called out to Him in prayer for a yes or no answer, in complete surrender to Him and whatever answer He would give me. And He answered me in two different, very clear ways that just left me in awe and experiencing His reality and care for me. The second moment was one day when I was in prayer, seeking His presence and desiring with all my heart to be closer to Him. And He answered my prayer by allowing me to experience His holiness for just a second or two. When my mind was opened up ever so briefly to that heavenly realm, my instant reaction was to want to fall down and worship. I had never experienced it before or since. It was truly a gift. I can't begin to tell you how incredibly exciting and humbling it is when you have those moments where you recognize and experience the God of the universe is there with you and is working in you and through you and all around you. Finally, somewhere in all of what I just described to you, God started to reveal who He is, and I began to actually get to know Him, not just know about Him. I began to know His character, just like you would get to know a good friend over time. And with growing to know God, especially through the life of Jesus, and starting to understand the lengths Jesus had gone to bring me back into relationship with God, I started to believe the truth that he truly loved me, even just as I am. And I realized I was starting to love him back. Amazingly, God had brought me full circle. I realized I was actually experiencing a real two-way relationship with God. God graciously and patiently and lovingly answered my deepest longings to know the truth about his existence and whether the Bible really was the Word of God. And he did exactly that, both on an intellectual and experiential level. Presently, I am still on that amazing lifelong journey with God, and there is so much more I could tell you about what God has taught me and how God is continuing to change me, especially changing my heart to be more loving and less selfish, which has brought real joy into my life. And I have so much more to learn and experience. But I will just share that one of the biggest changes to my life since coming to know God is that my general feeling of well-being, of inner peace and excited anticipation for my future, are no longer dependent on what is happening in my life or in the world at the moment. Even though I still experience the ups and downs in life, as God never promised that life would be without challenges and heartache this side of heaven, I know that one day I will be reunited fully for eternity with God, and there will be no more pain, sin, evil, or death, but pure joy in being back in perfect relationship with our Creator and Savior and all of creation. And while I wait for that day, I have the absolute privilege of sharing what God through Jesus has done for me and what he can do for you. I started out my testimony with a verse in the Bible about faith, which says, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." God doesn't just leave it there. He follows it up a few verses later with, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who truly seek him." For me in my journey, God fulfilled that promise. He rewarded my efforts when I truly sought him, even with what questioning faith I had, by revealing himself to me in very real ways. Even though I haven't visually seen him, he brought me to a place of faith that was sure of what I hope for and certain of what I do not see. It is God's desire for all of us to believe that he exists, to understand that we are separated from him for eternity because of our sin, and to recognize that we need a Savior. God wants everyone to know that because he does love us so much and doesn't want to see us lost to sin and ultimately to perish, he sent his son Jesus to sacrifice his life, to take the penalty for our sin, to offer us a way to be forgiven and brought back into eternal relationship with him, starting now. But it is a gift that you have to choose to accept. God isn't going to take away your free will to make that choice. It doesn't matter what doubts you have, what you have done in your past, or even what you are doing presently. God simply asks you, longs for you, to seek him now with all your heart, to have a little faith and trust his promise that he will reward you for doing so. If you right now recognize your need for forgiveness and believe that Jesus died for your sins and you are ready to commit to living in obedience to Christ, you can pray this prayer now. Lord Jesus, I need you. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I open the door of my life and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Thank you for forgiving my sins and giving me eternal life. Make me the kind of person you want me to be. Amen. If you prayed that prayer with sincerity of heart, then you are forgiven and, as the Bible says, that whoever believes in Jesus shall not perish but have everlasting life. Trust that the Holy Spirit will provide you with an assurance of God's forgiveness, and you are now able to develop that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I recommend to start that you find a Bible-believing church or join a small group Bible study that will help support you on your journey with our loving God and Savior. God bless you.